You're listening to SBS News.
Since the 1980s, cancer has been in a steady decline in Australia, with a downward trend in both diagnoses and fatalities. Cancer in Australia 2021, a new report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, points to a number of reasons for the decline. Since the 1960s, smoking rates have dropped, while early detection, thanks to improved screening for cancers, such as bowel, breast and cervical, is on the up. And therapeutic interventions have also continued to improve prognoses. One statistic, however, was worrying. While more males than females die from cancer, there has been a sharper decline in the cancer death rate for men, while the rates for women are stagnating. Dr. Carsten Palm is the Director of Head and Neck Surgery at the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse, a not-for-profit integrated cancer treatment centre in Sydney. He says there could be a number of reasons for this.
There are a couple of reasons why that may well be. And one of the most common cancers in women is actually thyroid cancer. And we're seeing a huge increase in thyroid cancer diagnosis. And that is really picking up a lot of incidental small little tumours because of a lot of ultrasonography that's performed in the head and neck for various ailments. And if you look at the cancer statistics, you know, thyroid cancer is kind of going through the roof. And I guess the corollary with that is those cancers do really well. People do extremely well with those type of cancers.
Dr. Palm says that thyroid cancer isn't the only one with a significant increase amongst females. Oral cancers are being diagnosed as well, specifically in younger women at a steadily increasing rate. Dr. Justin Harvey, who is head of the Cancer and Screening Unit at the AIHW and one of the authors of the report, has pointed to smoking trends.
The historical smoking trends for males and females have been quite different as well. So for males, there's been large decreases in smoking rates for quite a long time, whereas for females, those decreases have been more recent in more recent years.
However, Dr. Palm says that the increase in tongue cancers in young women has little to do with smoking.
We have seen a significant increase in tongue cancers developing in young women. And that's been replicated all around the world. And certainly at our institution, at Lifehouse, we have seen that. You know, young women, 20, 30, in their 40s, turning up with a tongue cancer without any obvious risk factors, such as heavy smoking or alcohol abuse. And the reason why that is happening is still quite elusive. Tongue cancer, being a rare cancer, an uncommon cancer, would certainly account, you know, for potentially some of those statistics.
While Dr. Palm doesn't believe we can point to smoking or alcohol abuse as the cause for this surge in oral cancers among young women, he also doesn't believe there's any connection with the human papillomavirus.
So what we can say definitely is that tongue cancer in young women is not related to the HPV virus. So one of the cancers that is related to the HPV virus, and this is often a little bit difficult to understand, is what we call oropharynx cancer, or cancer that occurs in the tonsil or the back of the tongue, which we call the base of the tongue. You know, the tongue that we all see when we look in each other's mouths is really the oral tongue or the mouth tongue, the anterior part of the tongue, whereas the back of the tongue you don't see. And that area has a specific predilection for a human papillomavirus infection and developing human papillomavirus-related cancers. So categorically, the cancer that we talk about in young women in terms of tongue cancer is not related to the HPV virus.
Jed Kearney, the Shadow Minister for Health, says that analysis is showing somewhat of a gender bias taking place in Australia's healthcare system.
We've been working on data that shows that, generally speaking, women are often more likely to be undiagnosed or underdiagnosed. They come much later to diagnosis. Some diseases, for example, women are diagnosed on average like 8 years later than men. So that there seems to be a real, perhaps a bit of a gender bias happening in the health system with women, where women need to catch up. And this is a concern, and it's something that we are very concerned with and would like to look at, and it would be very good if there were health policies that specifically look at how women are diagnosed, how they're treated for health conditions, and how we can get better outcomes for women in the health system.
There are now concerns that this disparity may grow, as this report is based on data up to the end of 2017, just over 2 years before the chaos of the COVID-19 pandemic disrupted many health services. Already, COVID-19 restrictions appear to have affected the uptake of breast ultrasounds, as well as mammograms, breast MRIs and colonoscopies. Dr. Palm says that anecdotally, there's more than enough evidence to suggest this will be an issue across the board, both overseas and in Australia.
You know, an interesting statistic is that when you look at waiting lists to get into ENT clinics in the UK, you know, it's frightening. You know, one of my fellows has just told me that in his local trust, there is a waiting list of 35,000 people in getting an ENT clinic appointment. Because of COVID. And, you know, I think there's no doubt that those kind of challenges are going to be replicated in Australia. So I think COVID is clearly going to have a significant impact.
Dr. Palm warns, however, that the full impact of the pandemic on cancer diagnosis and treatment will not be known for some time. We did reach out to the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, for comment on the results of this report, but are yet to receive a response. Tina Quinn, SBS News.